理课堂听 class.com。
商业英语教程
English for Business
第八课跟进随访
Lesson 8 Fronting Up。
各位听众朋友好，欢迎您收听澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心 AIMS 和澳大利亚澳洲广播电台联合为您编播制作的商业英语教程节目，我是马建元。在上一课中，我们学习了如何做自我介绍及如何对肯定和否定的言辞做出回应。在这一课中，我们要学习一些与接待人员交谈及与相识不久的新客户再度重逢时通常会用到的句语。另外，我们还要学习如何介绍他人及怎样简单明了地向客户介绍行动方案。在开始学习新的课文内容之前，先让我们一起来回顾一下上一课的对话内容。
Lian Lee speaking.
Hello, Lian. It's Harvey Judd from Hale and Hearty here. We met yesterday at the beverage fair.
Yes, Harvey. I remember. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How have you settled in?
We're very comfortable, thank you. It's a nice hotel.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, I'm calling for two reasons. The first is that I have some information about fishing for log.
Thank you, that's very kind. I'll tell him when he wakes up.
Good. And the other thing is that I told my employer, Douglas Hale, about our conversation, and he's really interested in meeting up with you.
Really?
Yes. He's in Melbourne today, but I was thinking perhaps we could meet over lunch sometime this week.
Well, we're going on a harbour cruise tomorrow.
What day would be good for you?
How about Friday?
Friday sounds fine. There are some great restaurants near your hotel.
I think we'd prefer to meet at your offices, if that's all right with you, Harvey.
Of course, that's fine.We're over the other side of town, but I'll arrange a taxi for you.
Thank you.
And we're very close to the aquarium, if you are interested.
Yes, I think we'll be very interested in that.
What time suits you?
Let's make it after lunch, say 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, Friday. I'll look forward to it. See you then.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
好。以上就是我们在上一课学过的这段对话的部分内容。接下来的对话是在这样的情形下展开的。利安和洛克如约来到了哈尔及哈迪食品公司，他们在公司前台与接待人员进行了这样一段对话，请注意听。
Can I help you?
请问我可以帮您做些什么吗？
Yes, we have an appointment with Harvey Judd at 1 p.m.
Oh, 我们与哈维贾德约好一点钟会面。
I'll tell him you're here. And your name, please?
我这就通知他你们已经到了。请问你们的名字是
Leanne and Lockley.
李安和洛克。
Just a moment.
请稍等一下。
Hello, nice to see you again. I hope the ride over went smoothly.
您好，很高兴再次见到你们。你们过来的时候一路顺利吧。
Yes, thank you. We had a very friendly driver.
是的，谢谢您。我们的计程车司机非常不错。
Lian, Locke. Ah, you remember Victoria?
Lian, Locke. Ah, 你们还记得维多利亚？
Yes, of course. Hello.
当然记得了。你好吗？
Good. Would you like a tea or coffee before we start?
还不错啊。会议开始之前，你们要喝点茶还是咖啡呢？
No, thanks. We are fine.
不用了，谢谢。
Okay, then. Let's go down and meet Douglas.
那好吧，我们现在就去见道格拉斯。
以上就是我们要学习的新的对话内容。现在先让我们一起来听听莉安是如何向前台接待员做自我介绍的。
Can I help you?
请问我可以帮您做些什么吗？
Yes, we have an appointment with Harvey Judd at 1 p.m.
哦，我们与哈维·贾德约好一点钟会面。
在这种情形下，您还可以用另外一个句型做自我介绍，那就是 I'm here to see Harvey Judd。这句话的意思同样也是说明您与哈维·贾德有一个预先约好的会晤。请跟着老师一起来练习这些句型。
Appointment. I have an appointment with Jim White at 3. I have an appointment with Anne Bird at 9:30. I'm here to see Peter Cole. I'm here to see Greta Ryan.
您注意到哈维在提到维多利亚时说的那句话了吗？哈维以一种惊奇的口吻说 You remember Victoria? 你们还记得维多利亚？这是因为莉安和洛克只与维多利亚有过一次短暂的接触，所以很可能不记得他的名字了。而为了避免尴尬，哈维又不想直截了当地问他们是否还记得维多利亚的名字，所以他就采用了这样一种方式来介绍参与会面的各方。请注意，在商务场合中，让与会各方相互了解是非常重要的。好，现在就让我们跟着英语老师一起来练习一些在这种场合里常用的句型。
You remember Victoria?Have you met Victoria? You know Victoria, don't you?
各位听众朋友，您现在收听的是澳洲广播电台为您编播制作的商业英语教程节目。第八课，跟进随访。
Lesson 8Fronting up.
在接下来的这段对话录音中，请您特别注意新的对话内容中出现的一些生词和短语。
Ah, hello there.
Oh, 您好。
Douglas, I'd like you to meet Locke.
道格拉斯，这位是洛克。
Hello.
您好。
And Lian Li.This is Douglas Hale, our Chief Executive Officer.
这位是利安，这位是道格拉斯·哈尔，我们的首席执行官。
Douglas?
您好，道格拉斯。
Pleased to meet you.
很高兴见到您。
Nice to meet you too.
我也很高兴和您会面。
Now, Harvey informs me that you want to keep this meeting low key, so I could show you around the place if you like, and then we could go out and have something to eat.
哈维告诉我说，你们希望这次会面能够简单一些，所以如果你们愿意的话，我想先带各位参观一下这个地方，然后我们可以一起出去吃点东西。
We've already eaten, thank you, but it would be good to look around.
我们已经吃过了，谢谢您。不过，如果可以参观一下贵公司，倒是件很好的事情。
And I hear you have a very good aquarium nearby.
我还听说这附近有一个很不错的水族馆。
What a great idea! I could show you the aquarium.
这倒是一个不错的想法，我可以带你们去那个水族馆。
Victoria?
维多利亚。
What a kind suggestion! That would be lovely.
这真是一个不错的建议，如果能够这样就太好了。
All right then, that's settled. I'll show you around, and then I'll leave you in Harvey and Victoria's capable hands. Now, let's start with the dispatch room. That's the best place to see the extent of our operations.
那好，就这样决定了。我带你们参观一下这个地方，然后就把你们交给我的两位很能干的同事
哈维和维多利亚。那我们就先从发货车间开始参观起吧，这是了解我们公司运作的最好地方了。
以上就是我们要学习的新的对话内容，请特别注意哈维在为宾主互相介绍时主客双方所做出的表示。
Douglas, I'd like you to meet Locke.
道格拉斯，这位是洛克。
Hello.
您好。
And Lian Li, this is Douglas Hale, our Chief Executive Officer.
这位是利安，这位是道格拉斯哈尔，我们的首席执行官。
Douglas,
您好，道格拉斯。
Pleased to meet you.
很高兴见到您。
Nice to meet you too.
我也很高兴和您会面。
也许您会觉得在大庭广众之下介绍他人或者是被介绍给他人是一件让人有些困窘的事情。不过请您千万要记住，无论您是被介绍给他人还是您介绍他人相互认识，为了郑重起见，请一定要一次只介绍一人。在做介绍时要面带笑容，眼睛直视对方，并且与被介绍者用力握手。您可以说 Nice to meet you, 很高兴和您见面，或者是 Hello, 您好。您也可以像洛克在这段对话中所做的那样，以直呼对方名字的方式来打招呼，与中文的习惯不同，这样做在英语里不会被视为不礼貌。好，现在就让我们一起来练习这段对话中这一部分的内容。
Douglas, I'd like you to meet Locke. This is Douglas Hale.Our Chief Executive Officer.
Douglas?
Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
现在让我们一起来听听看道格拉斯是如何安排这次非正式会晤的。
Now, Harvey informs me that you want to keep this meeting low-key, so I could show you around the place if you like, and then we could go out and have something to eat.
哈维告诉我说，你们希望这次会面能够简单一些，所以如果你们愿意的话，我想先带各位参观一下这个地方，然后我们可以一起出去吃点东西。
道格拉斯注意到了利安提出的希望这次会晤能够简单自然的要求。作为主人，道格拉斯采取了恭敬不如从命的态度，但是他同时也非常注意征询客人的意见，所以他在句子中使用了 could 这个助动词和 if you like 如果你们愿意的话这样一个短语，以表示对客人的尊重。他还可以这样说 How would you like this to proceed? 你们希望今天的会晤怎样进行？现在就让我们跟着英语老师一起来练习一些有类似功能的句型。
I could show you around. If you like. And then we could go out. How would you like to proceed?
另外在这段对话中，道格拉斯在转述哈维的话时使用了一般现在时态，请注意听录音。
Now, Harvey informs me that you want to keep this meeting low key.
这种表示方法在英语中很常见，虽然道格拉斯在叙述过去发生的事情，但是在这种情况下使用一般现在时态可以比较清晰地陈述某种事实。让我们跟着老师一起练习。
Harvey informs me you want to keep this low key. Bill says you like the proposal. Jenny tells me you're a PR manager.
好，在结束这一课的内容之前，再请您和老师一起练习一下以下的短语好吗？
I'd like you to meet John and Mary Doe. This is Peter Potter, our company's CEO. I'd like you to meet John and Mary Doe. This is Peter Potter, our company's CEO.
各位听众朋友，商业英语教程的第八课到这里就全部结束了。在第九课中，我们要学习一段新的对话，题目是洽谈生意。欢迎您按时收听我们的节目。您可以登录 radioaustralia.net.au 这个网址，学习澳广中文部为您编播的更多英语教学节目，及收听收看我们为您提供的每日新闻、时事评论和其他各类专题节目。您也可以从 ames.net.au 这个网站上了解澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心 AMES 的更多详细情况。感谢您收听这一课的内容，我是马建元，我们下次节目时间再会。